This is a day of the year when Christians all over the world are focusing on the resurrection of Jesus. And this weekend, a lot of different celebrations, a lot of different practices religiously have been taking place to celebrate the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus on a time when the world refers to this day as Easter Sunday. We celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on the first day of every week. Amen. As we believe the Bible indicates that we are to do so. But this being a day when many people who don't really focus on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus any other time of the year except today, it's a great opportunity to reinforce the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And that's why I wanted us to really focus on this worship today. Jerry brought a point in our worship, or in our Bible class this morning, and I made mention a little bit of it in doing the communion. And so oftentimes, because we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on the first day of every week, for some people, that can become just a routine. And we can easily lose sight of what it is that we're celebrating and why. And we can really lose sight of the fact that what we are told and what we read earlier is that every time we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection, and that's what we're doing when we have communion, that we are doing that and remembering what He did for us until He comes back.
Amen.
That's how long He tells us we're to continue doing it. You say that we do it until He comes. But what I want you to think about this morning is why? Why, to begin with, was this the way that God chose to redeem us from our sins? This death on a cross, this cruel death that Jesus had to go through. Why did it have to be that way? Well, I suggest to you that it has to be that way because of what happened when sin came into the world
at
the very beginning. You see, go back to what we read in Genesis. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their eyes were open. They realized that they were naked and they felt shame. And so they made this feeble attempt to try to cover their nakedness by sewing some fig leaves together. Really what that is an attempt to cover the shame from the sin that they were guilty of. That sin that separated them and all mankind from a relationship with God. But the attempt that man made to try to cover himself in that shame was totally inadequate, and God knew that. So as we read this morning, God provided clothing for Adam and Eve. And that clothing was made out of the skins of animals. You have to stop and ask yourself, well, where did the animal skins come from? The animal skins came from animals who had to die so that those clothes could be made. In other words, it was the shedding of blood that had to take place so that the sin of man could be covered. That's where it started. Blood had to be shed to cover man's sin. And so, throughout history then, blood has been required. It was no different when it finally came to the ultimate forgiveness of our sins, because all of the sacrifices that were made under the law of Moses didn't forgive sins. They didn't take those sins away. They just simply rolled the guilt back for another year. But when Jesus died on the cross, His blood was shed to save those who are under that blood. Just like the blood that was posted on the door frames of the houses of the Israelites in Egypt, that would allow them to be saved from the angel of death. That blood is what saved them. Those who put the blood on their doorpost were saved. Those who did not would die. The firstborn of their house. And so again, it's the blood. And Jesus died on the cross to show God's love and His mercy. And His blood was shed so that you and I could have our sins washed away and our relationship with God reconciled. That relationship that was severed by Adam and Eve in the garden. You see, it is through the blood of Jesus that we are washed and thus brought back into relationship with Jesus. Without that blood, there is no forgiveness. The only way to receive that blood is to, first of all, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And to confess Him as Lord of your life. To repent of that sin that has separated us from God. And then to have those sins washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Which, as the Bible teaches us, is shown to us through the waters of baptism. We receive that washing away of our sins, that cleansing through the blood of Christ Jesus, and receive His grace and mercy. And that is ultimately what today and every first day of the week is all about. See? It is to remind us that we need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. The really great thing about that is, if you have already been baptized and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb to take your sins away, you don't have to get rebaptized every time you sin. For John tells us in 1 John chapter 1 that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of His Son Jesus purifies us from all sin.
Amen.
And that is an ongoing action. See? That as we walk in the light, His blood continues to purify us. That's the blessing of being a child of God. It's not permission to go out and sin willfully. It's a recognition that as humans, we're going to stumble. We get up and we keep walking in the light. His blood continues to purify us. But you have to be in the light in order for that continual purification to take place. And the only way that that can take place is for you to be washed in the blood of the Lamb the first time. The Lord's invitation is open to everyone. If you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, but perhaps you've not been walking in the light the way that you know you should be, you need to repent of whatever is standing in your way of your daily walk with Jesus. And allow His blood to purify you all over again. If you've never given your life to Christ, you've never been reconciled to Him, you have an opportunity to do that right now, this morning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, confess Him as your Lord. Repent of the sin that is separating you and will continue to separate you from Him until you have those sins washed away. You can do that right now. You can be baptized into Christ Jesus right now, this morning. if you're ready to make that commitment in your life. The invitation is open and is extended to all who will receive the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that which was given to us on his cross and as he resurrected from the grave and overcame the power of death. We're going to stand and sing a song, an invitation song. That invitation is open to everyone. I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone that would like to come up and have a prayer up here with me. Dale will be in the back to receive anyone that would like to have a private conversation or a prayer with him. He'll be back there to receive you. Let's stand together.